If you've been watching NBA games recently, you've probably noticed something different. This month, the league began rolling out their nickname jerseys for some of the league's top hoopsters. There's Plums for Phoenix's Mason Plumlee, King James for Miami's LeBron James, and Brooklyn for Brooklyn's Brooke Lopez. I wonder who broke that subject with Brooke. But as Phil Latzman reports from Miami, the campaign has taken on a very special meaning for one player.
It's the NBA's version of the name game.
Come on, everybody. I say now let's play a game.
Here on the court of King James, the two-time defending champion Miami Heat are getting used to their new nickname jerseys, but not everyone is thrilled with the idea.
I'm going to be honest, I don't like it.
Heat forward Chris Bosh, a.k.a. CB, says he's old school and prefers not to tamper with what it says on the back of his jersey.
My last name is enough. All the old school players are going to make fun of us. Yeah, I mean, nickname is... I think that's more for kids.
Miami's head coach Eric Spoelstra is similarly nonplussed.
I don't know if I'm for or against it. I'm pretty neutral about it. It doesn't affect... what I'm trying to do and what I'm responsible for. I don't think it affects the game, so it hasn't really been on my radar.
In the front office, however, there's a different view of the nickname campaign. Michael McCullough is the Heat's vice president of marketing.
That's how the media refer to the players. That's how the players refer to each other when they're talking about each other, and that's how the fans know these players. So we're not really asking people to make anything up. This is something that really kind of happened organically because this is how the players talk about themselves.
And for one player, it actually does mean a great deal.
I'm using this opportunity for the nickname jersey to pay tribute to a great lady who passed away, touched a lot of people, and it's my way of saying I love your grandma.
That's Heat forward Shane Battier. His grandmother, Mary Battle, died last year. It's her surname he's taking as a nickname, and he explains the story behind it.
My dad grew up Eddie Battle. But when he joined the Army recruiter had his own interpretation of what was on the birth certificate. And so my dad shows up and says, Private Battle reporting for duty. And sergeant says, Uncle Sam says your name's Battier. So my dad said, all right, I guess I'm a Battier now.
After his parents got married, his mom decided to change the pronunciation because it looked more French. So while the nickname jerseys have little or no importance to most on the team, to Shane Battier, it's a chance to pay tribute to his roots.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, to pay homage to my family, to see them fired up and care so much about something that is trivial to most of the guys is kind of cool.
It's also cool cash for the team and the NBA, who roll out yet another jersey for fans to plunk down on. But the Heat's marketing man, McCullough, says there's more to it than just making money.
While there is a retail aspect, there's also a marketing aspect to it as well that we hope will end up driving, you know, viewers to the game, fans to the game to watch it, and a lot of social media and online chatter.
And spoken like a true Duke graduate, Battier admits the campaign is also a wise business move by the team and the league.
Well, we are not doing this for charity. We are all capitalists. And NBA has done a fine job of creating liquidity where there has been none previously. So this is just an extension of that.
So in the NBA these days, it's all in the name.
The name game.
For Only a Game, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Animal rights campaigners are distressed by a contest that's been going on at a ski area in central China. The proprietors of the resort invite skiers to bring animals along for the ride. Accordingly, dogs, cats, ducks, rabbits, and tortoises have all tried skiing or snowboarding. In a recent event, a tortoise strapped to a snowboard came in ahead of a rabbit. I wonder if there's a fable in there somewhere. It's perhaps not fair to conclude that objections to this foolishness have had no impact. A spokesman for the ski area said, "We had a goldfish entered, but we decided not to let it take part because we feared the fish might be spilled into the snow."
I'm sorry, man.